You're listening to SBS News.
After an epic build-up, the so-called leader of the free world has met the leader of one of the world's most secretive governments. On the island resort of Sentosa, off Singapore's southern coast, US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un emerged after holding unprecedented talks and announced they would sign a bilateral document. The agreement promised to work towards peace between the two nations, as well as on the Korean Peninsula, and to repatriating the remains of prisoners of war and those missing in action. Most importantly, it pledged the North Korean leader's firm and unwavering commitment to denuclearization. President Trump has praised the new direction.
I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past. We both want to do something, we both are going to do something, and we have developed a very special bond. So people are going to be very impressed, people are going to be very happy, and we're going to take care of a very big and very dangerous problem for the world.
The US leader, who has agreed to provide unspecified security guarantees to the North in exchange, also repeated his invitation for Mr. Kim to visit the White House. The document makes no mention of crippling international sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear weapons program, nor a peace treaty to officially end the war between the North and South Koreas. It also gave scant detail on how either goal would be achieved, though President Trump says what he described as provocative military exercises with South Korea will be stopped. And after talking up the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the North, the wording of the agreement was noticeably different. Mr. Kim acknowledged the history-making moment.
우리는 오늘 역사적인 이 만남에서 지난 과거를 덮고 새로운 출발을 알리는 그 역사적인 문건에 서명을 하게 됩니다.
We had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind, and we are about to sign a historic document. The world will see a major change.
A statement from the US side said follow-up negotiations would be held as soon as possible. President Trump says once denuclearization has happened, sanctions on North Korea and its government will be withdrawn. He added that Mr. Kim has already agreed to destroy a major missile testing site. The US leader says while other issues, such as North Korea's human rights record and the abduction of foreign nationals, were brought up, they weren't discussed in detail. He says he's looking forward to a fresh start.
The past does not have to define the future. Yesterday's conflict does not have to be tomorrow's war. And as history has proven over and over again, adversaries can indeed become friends. We can honor the sacrifice of our forefathers by replacing the horrors of battle with the blessings of peace. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we have done.
Earlier in the day, the world powers held a working lunch, after which the US leader complimented Mr. Kim as very smart and a hard negotiator, and boasted that the meeting had gone better than anybody could have expected. Mr. Trump was accompanied by US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor John Bolton, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. The North Korean side consisted of former Military Intelligence Chief Kim Yong-chol, Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho, and Mr. Kim's deputy Ri Soo-yong. Prior to that, the two former enemies had held around 45 minutes of one-on-one talks, accompanied only by their translators, before sitting down and sharing their hopes for the day.
We're going to have a great discussion, and I think tremendous success. It'll be tremendously successful. And it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
Well, it was not easy to get here.
The past worked as fetters on our limbs, and the old prejudices and practices worked as obstacles on our way forward, but we overcame all of them, and we are here today.
Andrini Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.